Hi, everyone, and welcome back to And Just Like What, a Sex and the City Rewind podcast.
Where Sex and the City superfans tell the truth and nothing but the truth. It's been a long time, Meredith, but the truth about the show that made us who we are today. My name is Ricky.
My name is Meredith.
And we're your co-hosts, and we're really happy to be back with you. I know that we've missed doing the pod, and hopefully you've missed hearing us.
Look, we had a little mini break because life happens, because we have
people
who need us and like laundry that needs to be done.
Yes, exactly. And you know, we give. Can't we take a break?
We also were respecting American Thanksgiving.
Exactly. That's all. This is everything that it's about. We're respecting Black Friday.
Yes, Cyber Monday.
Like a holy days.
Yeah. Have you watched Upload? Because they have a really funny, like Thanksgiving now is like super prime discount day. It's really funny.
I don't even know what that is, Upload.
Okay, never mind. It's funny. It's on Prime.
Oh, okay.
And it's like I have a joke Prime. About Thanksgiving is now like discount day, like super discount day. And they it celebrate like the god
but
of
not
discount.
This year. Not this year. There were no bad discounts. Deals. Bad deals. It was terrible. Even though but I did open my checkbook, let me tell you.
Oh, gosh. It was ridiculous. I was really?
But like, you know, if you're only going to give me 10%, I need that 10%. So I'm still going to shop, but I need that 10%. This is crucial, people, to my life. I need that 10%. But yeah, it's impossible.
I agree that the sales were not good. And terrible. I will take that 10%. I'll take it. For sure.
But well, no, there's certain brands. Like, there's certain really? Brands that never go on sale, and you hope that they'll go on sale for like a few days.
Yeah,
like,
my Supergoop sunscreen.
Supergoop, it didn't go on sale.
Nope.
Oh, you know, I love Supergoop so much. I that was a staple of mine. You know, do you know the Play one?
I love the scent.
Good. It's so good. We used to slather ourselves in Play in Arizona.
That's expensive.
I would buy that big jug. It's like a liter. It's like a quart jug.
Yeah.
And in the States, it's not as, like, it doesn't seem as bad because you're in American dollars, right? So, oh my God, Supergoop. The best.
It's my favorite. The Play. I put on Play and then I put on the glow screen on top.
Oh, you do? You do double glow.
I double glow. Yeah, I do.
Well, you know what? It's important for the 30-somethings to start.
You're right.
To start, you know, using your sunscreen regularly,
How's a rotisserie
chicken over there.
Georgina Hamilton. Oh, so I got some feedback about our last podcast about how a certain fan loved the musical De-Evolution.
What?
Where you and I just like sang musicals for the last 20 minutes.
That was a lot. I think we demanded a lot from the listener.
They loved it. They laughed so hard. And I thought the funniest thing was that you thought my six-year-old was in Hair, the musical.
I know. I was disturbed. I almost told Matt, like, you can't start that rumor that your kid is doing Hair.
Show it, grow it, flow it.
Give me a head with hair.
Give me head with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Oh my God.
It's wrong. It's so bad.
It was a tasteful nude scene in the elementary.
Like when they all go underneath that big, you know, there's a big parachute and they all go underneath and when they come out, they're all naked.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Definitely not appropriate.
Anyway, so we watched a really good episode this week. This is a good comeback.
I'm interested to know where it landed on Vulture's list, because I think it's very good. I don't think it's, it's very entertaining. It's not among the best.
Okay.
I would say it's smack dab in the middle. So we're saying 45.
Okay.
Okay. 37, 35.
Okay.
I'll give it their age. I think they're 35 in this episode, except for Samantha. So what do we have here?
So I will tell you why I think this episode is in the top third, because I think that it sticks to the theme and then it uses and consistently throughout it sets up the message and then finds a way to bring it back to the message.
Okay.
And
so also, they're getting the format right here.
Yeah. Gelling. I think the theme works well. I don't think it's forced. I think it works well. It's funny.
Yep.
It's for the most part, I think in all aspects for their friendship, it's a great,
it's a good friend
window into their friendship.
It's a good friendship episode.
The only thing that doesn't work is the guy that Carrie dates.
Amigo.
But it is 27th.
27. So it got 27, like the 20 something. So
this is why it says.
I can see it. I can see it.
Okay, our 30-something women head to the Hamptons, where Carrie runs into Big, who's back from Paris with a new 27-year-old girlfriend. Thus, Carrie's push and pull with Big comes to a head for the first of several times, and the show becomes the gripping combination of soap opera comedy and affecting drama we'll truly get addicted to.
That is a good point. This has the sucker punch at the end. This has the sucker punch. So it's a very light, it's funny, there's a lot going on. And Carrie is as carefree as can be in this episode. She's giving her number out left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Oh, Laurel, psycho Laurel.
Stalker
Laurel,
vibe.
Stalker Laurel. Here's my unlisted number. Migo, who is insane. Is that his name, Migo?
Yeah, Bradley Migo.
Bradley Migo? Here, writing it in forever in your book. Don't like it. I hope to God she got that number changed the day after this beach scene.
I know. It's weird. Can I read the little synopsis?
Oh, is this the IMDb synopsis?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The girls wrestle with the onslaught of 20-something girls when they're invited to a beach party in the Hamptons. Not really.
No. Okay. And you know what? This synopsis always derails me and I get confused as to what the plot was.
Like, did I watch that?
Did I watch episode? The one they're referring to?
Maybe I missed it.
I missed that.
Charlotte suffers a nasty punishment for passively lying about her age. Slut shaming?
She suffered about 10,000 of those punishments.
Ew. Her even younger toy boy.
Toy boy. Yeah.
Greg.
Totally normal.
Gives her crabs. Sam fires her assistant, Nina, only to find she's hosting the A-list party in the Hamptons using Sam's contact. This is a low-rent, broke-ass A-list party.
Yes, and the looks they were serving.
E.
Oh, the looks they were serving. Yeah,
it is Nina, not an event.
Nina, child.
Yeah, we don't wear a nude gloss, Nina.
Nina, you don't,
wear shiny silver gloss.
You don't do shimmer. Like an iridescent eyeshadow under the eye.
Yeah. And also on the lips and the décolletage. Her lips. What?
It was so bad. It was like that.
Where are the lips?
Where are lips? Which lips?
Show it, grow it, flow it, ma. At school today, one of the moms just got let go from her job, which is too bad. But then she was joking about how she was going to start like a mobile waxing for all the other moms.
That's why she was let go. She was probably telling people at work she would do that for them.
It was funny. Okay, where is it? Oh, Carrie has an eager young writing admirer.
Is that? Yeah.
Code name for psycho.
I think her and Brady would have gotten along.
In Dr. Bradley Migo. Her weekend is ruined, however, when she finds Mr. Big there, back from Paris. With a new 20-something Natasha.
Oh, Natasha, do love her. I love Natasha. I have to say,
she's beautiful.
She is a breath of fresh air. She's everything. When you looked at Natasha and she's like flowy and Ralph Lauren from Paris, and you look back at what Carrie is wearing in that scene, you're just like, oh. It looked infantile.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Because she looked like an E.T. dressed up for Halloween.
A bit. Like Drew Barrymore dressed E.T. yes. for a Hamptons party.
Exactly.
But Drew Barrymore when she was like high.
It's like what E.T. would have chosen. Yes, exactly.
So, I don't know. I like this episode. This is definitely one of my top 10.
Jitney.
E.T. Go Jitney. So I had to say that with that scene, I was like, I had like a nervous response to it because
them getting on the jitney.
They butted in line, and I was like, is that because I'm Canadian?
And then got like, mad at someone trying to rush on to the jitney.
Exactly, and I think it's because
entitlement.
I think it's okay. don't at me, but
you know what? I have to say, like, over 50% of our audience is in America, and I don't know, it's growing. It's actually growing. So whatever we're saying has no effect on anyone. They're not listening this far in.
They're like, you're not telling me anything I don't know. Americans are more confrontational. In Canada, yes. We are not as, we're very polite, and it's true. Culturally, we are.
Except me at Zara with my niece. I'll tell that story later. I freaked out on a woman.
Why?
I pulled a Karen. I was very American. So I was buying my niece a pair of wide leg pants. They were like literally 9 meters long. Like who? They were so long. And I said, and most places do free alterations. And I said, do you alter pants? And this one was like, looked at me for 3 full seconds. And she's like, do you not like them? I'm like, well, they need to be altered. They're like 100 feet long. And she's like, then do you not want to buy them? I'm like, yes, I do. But I want to know if you do alterations. She's like, it was impossible. It was an impossible situation. And I tried to find it in me to be nice. Yeah. But I was like, I just need to talk to your colleague. I just need to ask this simple question. Say yes or no. And then I've got my Amex out. Like, I'm fine either way. And so then I asked the person, that's all I needed to know. I was mad. I was so mean. I was so American.
That's all you said?
It was worse than that. I'm toning it down. I was so mean. And in front of my 13-year-old niece.
Well, it's not a very But you were asking a legitimate question and this person couldn't just give you a answer?
It was wild. It was wild. Like, and then in the meantime, I saw her like be rude to like 3 other people. Someone, you know, someone was beeping as they were going out the door. And she's like, I'm sorry. I just bought this. I need the tiger move. She's like, I'm sorry. I can't help you right now. What? I'm with a customer. It was so weird. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, yeah. What was
cutting in line
oh,
yes. in a jitney, you think cutting, is a very American thing to do.
Yeah, it made me deeply uncomfortable. And then when I was in Palm Springs back in October, we went into this restaurant that we had a reservation and there was a lineup. And so we walked in, like past the line because we had a reservation. And this woman said to me, and I'm like, is it why me? She was like, oh, so we don't like standing in line? And I'm like, what? And I was like, we have a reservation. Like I said it like that. God. And I kind of just made eye contact and smiled. And I was like, they're great. But I was like, what?
Well,
that
also
doesn't happen in Canada. Okay,
I'm just going to say something too.
It's from a very general statement.
From my highly specific research.
Okay.
Americans tend to talk to strangers more easily than Canadians do.
You're right. They're friendly. They're extremely
very,
friendly.
Very outgoing that way. Like Canadians will just not talk to other people. Like you won't be at Tim Hortons and they're like, isn't that coffee amazing? Like when I was at Stumptown in New York by the Ace Hotel, she's like, this woman in line was like, this coffee is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. This coffee. And I'm like, are you talking to me? Because in Canada, we don't do this. I was disarmed.
I think it's halfway between American and like Scandinavian countries.
Oh, so
do you know what I mean?
Like Germany, like done up to the point where
I think it's actually rude to talk to a stranger in public in like Denmark or Germany.
Right. Or whereas in Finland. America, it's very common.
Yeah, and I appreciate it because they are so, it's really friendly and it's, I like it. But I was just, I just had to note that. I was like, I had like tension rising in my body because I would want a bud, but then I wouldn't, and I'd stand in line and just be filled with resentment.
I know, right? Like at least, and then, so you're not getting what you want at all, right? You envy it. You do envy it.
Yeah.
There's something about that confidence level.
Exactly. But I'm so conflict adverse, but so I'm jealous.
I know.
Anyways, that was my... So they go to the Hamptons because there's
They go to the Hamptons and and Charlotte immediately starts pretending she's 27. And frolicking and...
Oh, pretending. The water feels so good.
And roasting her body like a rotisserie chicken, which I think... I love it. I use the term rotisserie chicken for anyone who's self-tanned. I love it.
We used to self-tan in high school. It was like all
self-tanning.
The rage.
Remember Clinique? What was your self-tan go-to in high school? Neutrogena?
Oh, we would self-tan. Yeah, of course, Neutrogena. probably like Banana Boat. But we'd also
self tan or tan? Are you talking about like self tan?
No,
like
we would self tan. But didn't Banana Boat make a self tan?
Yes, and it was so good. It was actually Hawaiian Tropic made one, and it smelled like a pina colada. Exactly. It was so good.
So we would put that on, and then also go into and the tanning beds.
I know it was. What did they call that? There was a name for that type of tan.
And you were like legitimately orange, like streaked orange. But you thought it looked so good.
Oh, that era. I have a picture of myself, and I could post this. I will post this, where it's hard to see any facial features. It's just a brown lump and I had professionally whitened teeth.
Aww.
Yeah, I was George Hamilton.
Did you have a puka shell necklace?
No, but I had that hair that went down and curled up a little bit. You know, kind of like longer, like a shag for a man.
Are you saying a mullet? Or is the word you're looking for a mullet?
No, it's not. It's more, it's kind of like, oh, I wish I could remember who had this hair. It was like,
I can think of it. It's like longer and kind of curls. It's like a kind of a softer version of a hockey hair.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. It's kind of like, and I would like manipulate. I have very
like
fine
O-Town?
Hair.
It was like,
yeah,
O-Town.
Maybe so. And I would manipulate the curls. Like my hair didn't naturally do that.
You mean you would curl them?
It was so sad. I would like jealous.
Have we talked about this on this podcast? Because the guys I went to high school with would masturbate in the tanning beds.
No, because of the warmth?
Yeah, it was warm and you have a towel and then you also have like lotion.
It would smell so bad at the end.
Like a cooked sperm omelet.
Oh my God. Like kind of like a little bit like bleach. The cleaner would be like, oh my God, he cleaned it for me already with bleach. It's gross. Ready to go for the next one. Meredith, come on in.
Yeah, come on in, girl. It's a natural antiseptic for your vulva. So the one thing that I liked about the jitney... Is it Samantha's? My favorite look is Samantha's wearing this full coral jumpsuit.
Oh,
and I
this
love it.
Jumpsuit was so great. I loved it. Loved it. Is that your favorite look from the episode?
That's my favorite look, yeah.
Okay.
I also am drawn to the towel sarong that Carrie's wearing at the bush party.
The towel sarong is
my
favorite.
But it literally looks like a towel.
I know, but how fun
you
is that? How
it.
Appropriate for that party?
Did you ever go to bush parties?
No. No, I couldn't go.
Never?
No. This whole situation.
Even in high school?
Nope, not one. I was a chip and dip kid.
What's that?
You would only have chip and dip on the weekend. And you wouldn't go to any bush parties or anything like that. And you were like, right?
Oh, you mean you were straight edge?
I was so straight edge. I'd never had this. Actually, I look at this now and I thank my lucky stars I never had this scenario of like, I just hate it. There's something about my personality that I cannot tolerate this situation. It's repulsive to me. It's so.
But did you drink?
It's like,
did you drink in high school?
You know what? I didn't drink like. I was gonna say I didn't drink socially. I drank alone.
Waiting for the rapture. Aww.
Yeah. Hoarding my Mickeys. No, I I wasn't. I was just like so straight laced. I was just so straight laced. And I had a lot, my awakening for all of that. And I'm glad it happened this way in a lot of ways. I was older and I was like truly much more prepared to handle all of it. So I don't know. Like it was chip and dip. That's what you would call those kids in high school. They're chip and dip.
They've chip and dip on the weekend.
Chip and dip.
I mean, it's a good like 80-20 meal plan. Sets you up.
It does. Chip and dip is very healthy for a young person. My cholesterol levels.
We get those kids. We call them like straight edge kids.
Straight edge kids. So like, you were like into the bush. You were doing the bush parties and everything. Oh, you were so, you were like, you know, gorgeous and dare I say straight and like honestly what was I out there to do get killed. I'm just putting it out there and I'm saying like Matthew Shepard did not have
oh
a good
god.
Time and I'm telling
that
you this is the truth. It's very dark.
I hear you,
but I heard
I hear
but
you.
I stayed away. Yeah,
you were keeping yourself safe at a time
I stayed
where
alive.
It might not have been safe to be there.
Yeah, I stayed alive. So
I hear that. And I wasn't gorgeous in high school. I was probably like 20 pounds and had like huge boobs. And I just told people I was big boned. Like I still had, I like guys were, I still had boyfriends and stuff.
You showed x-rays. Like, you're like, look, this is four times the size of bones that normal girls have.
My bones are quite big.
I'm actually really skinny. These bones, yeah. Like there's no.
If you saw the, if I had normal bones, I'd be like Cindy Crawford, but yeah, I like, don't. It's a genetic.
Like if I turned bone. Sideways, you wouldn't see me if I had normal bones. Okay?
Exactly. You can see how big my huge boobs.
Anyways. Yeah. Oh, well, everyone has something in high school.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, I did. I did go to parties. I was curious. I was like party curious.
You were party curious.
But I wasn't bad. I didn't do like insane drugs. I had fake IDs. Aww, you know, I had older boyfriends. You know, I think
that's really fun. You have to push the envelope a little bit. What I did when I pushed the envelope is when my friend and I were in a bowling league with elderly people. We won the grand championship and we sped down the highway with the trophy out the window and got pulled over by cops. That was the worst thing I ever did. But it was rooted in the fact that I was in an elderly bowling league. 16. And I have a picture of that I will post.
Oh my God, please.
Of my team.
Well, it's hard to come back from that. Well, we hope you have a great night.
Where were we? Okay, sorry. That was a big diversion.
So Carrie meets Laurel Harris. That took
us in different places.
Who is creepy. Wow. But I want to be who? Carrie's.
Laurel?
I want Carrie to be my mentor.
Oh my God. I thought Carrie was a class act with Laurel because I would have seen a Laurel and I would have
ran.
I would have ran so fast. I would have meet out of Look, there so fast.
Ricky and I have had the experience of working with multiple interns.
And I've had a couple Laurel interns.
We've had some emulated fantastic me. Interns. We've also had some real rough interns who like didn't dress appropriately for office. And
Oh my God, I have so many stories about all of our interns. And we always had one, at least one.
Always. Yeah, I mean, so to be fair, I started as an intern. So I'm sure there was like...
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm sure there was like group chats God. About me.
Group chats about you. I met you on the first day. You were fresh hired from your internship, which only happens to the superstars.
Thank you.
Laurel, though. Oh my God. Someone, the number one, like she has... a imagination, like a board full of Carrie's pictures somewhere in her bedroom. I just hate this scenario.
Yeah, with like the tanning bed semen smeared on it. <She's>... Instead of fake vomit, she has like the semen equivalent.
She's
it's funny, but you're right. Carrie's a class act, and Carrie takes her to a book launch.
Yes, where she meets Nico.
Okay, so I don't know what happened. Maybe this guy just had an insane like read at his audition.
But they're all like pretending, and this is where the acting comes out, that he's the most gorgeous man to grace the Hamptons. He rolls up. He runs up to the gals under that yellow umbrella with a full afro, the most tight, the tightest curl body hair, white as a sheet. And they're like, Samantha actually drooped her sunglasses to get a better look at him with her own real two eyes. And I'm like, guys, what the fuck?
It's weird. It's weird. And so I think that maybe they thought there'd be more chemistry in... Mm. Maybe he just came across as he had like a ton of chemistry, but
in the room, right? Maybe he was in the room. Yeah, in the room,
it just doesn't good. Translate. It doesn't translate, and it's kind of like blah, 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 blah. And the way he comes on is like it wouldn't fly today. He's like aggressively forward.
He's aggressive. He's she kind of like her body language is like you know, like and he's like putting options in front of her and rerouting. And,
like he won't take no.
You know who?
And it doesn't come across as cute. That's it's like, right. No, she has said no probably five times now.
You know who he reminds me of? And I had to look up his name. Wallace Shawn from Princess Bride. You know the little man who's like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
like that kind of, yeah. Maybe his son? I don't know.
A slightly taller son. So it's weird. Like, that is weird.
Didn't and like he that. Comes in fine.
I didn't like it. He says no, and it's like the trope of like the romantic guy who doesn't take no for an answer. Yeah. That doesn't fly anymore. It's actually it's like an issue, it's a consent
That's
issue.
Very hard to watch right now these days. Yeah. You know who I else agree. You know what else is hard to watch and who I'd what? Like to punch in the nose? Nina. Ooh, I hate Nina.
You don't like Nina?
I hate Nina so much. I hate her. I hate her. Is that Ashley Simpson? Like, who is that?
Her name is Marissa Ryan.
Okay, what else has she done?
She was in Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I love that show.
I know, it's so funny. She plays Abby on Wet Hot American Summer. So, I think she's funny. She's like... She's done kind of one-off
stuff. No, she's good. She's good. She just, oh, do I ever hate that era of fashion. Low, 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 low waist.
Yeah.
Some sort of belly necklace.
Yeah. Which
Samantha's wearing in many scenes, I feel.
Yes.
A pink cowboy hat, like a cowboy hat.
Fluttery sleeves, but tight everywhere else.
Oh, I just hate it so much. It's that Madonna era of Don't Tell Me. You know that video where she's a cowboy?
Don't tell me.
Love isn't
Hey,
true.
Have you been to Madonna? Have you gone yet?
I'm going in February.
My God, amazing. I can't wait. Yeah,
that's good. We just booked it. Booked like the flight and everything.
So I feel this the fashion that she wears like on a visceral level because I wore
it is
those.
You. It's but I remember it was the in style. Remember like pouring over, we've talked about this, Lucky Magazine and InStyle Magazine, and it's all about glosses and about hair product and hair gel, things like, and there's so many weird trends. Like, remember the
shiny gloss everywhere.
Shiny gloss everywhere. Do you remember Silver hair mascara? Metallic. Hair mascara?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I do it. I do like a blonde streak.
Right?
Oh, yeah. And I had so many like little mini skirts that had really fat belts, like useless belts,
big,
that I would wear
belts.
On like my hip bones. This is before I had children and a massive C-section scar. But I'd wear them on my hip bones and then like a tiny little shirt.
Toe rings, anklets.
Oh, yeah.
All of
it. It's coming back.
Oh, this is all coming back. This is all. Yeah. You go into Urban Outfitters and I tell you, you will not understand why you're seeing the things you're seeing.
It's There's some things
just
I just
the worst.
Like, I wonder if they felt that way in this people who lived through the 70s, like you, who are like, why did this,
like I was,
these looks.
I was four on the eve of the 80s.
Bitch,
I'm more like
I
80s.
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead.
I don't know what that song is.
Oh, that my kids like singing that song when they ski.
Who is that by?
Doja Cat.
See, oh, I don't know anything.
Rebel, but they say she's a
anything.
Bad little boosh. She's a devil.
Oh my God. So they sing all those things. It's so funny.
She's a bad little boosh. She's a devil.
My niece loves Lana Del Rey, and I do too. Uh-huh. So it's one thing I can like gladly play in the car when I'm driving her around. But there's a song that she loves, Ultraviolence. Fuck my way up to the top. And I'm like, oh my God. I just like want to die.
How old's your niece though?
She's 13.
No, that's okay. I have a 6 and an 8-year-old.
Really?
And they're like, boosh.
Boosh. Boosh.
I'm a bad little.
They have no clue.
Boosh, I'm a rebel.
They have no clue. My niece knows what that means. Yeah.
Boosh, I said. Okay, so the guy
well,
who plays Greg.
It comes in handy when he's like prepping for his role in Hair.
Totally. Boosh, shake it. Yeah, actually, this is my youngest. He did like the dance where you like shake your tatas like this.
Oh, and then I need to see those children.
Yeah, those little babies. Anyway, one of his friends who he shook his tatas at was like,
"Oh my God,
offensive! That's offensive."
Who said
to
that?
Shake.
His friend.
His friend. And then Miguel, he was like, "But I don't actually have tatas."
It's not offensive if it's imaginary.
If it doesn't exist. So the guy who plays Greg, oh my gosh, today is this man attractive? Anson Mount.
Are we talking about? Who gave her crabs?
Yeah, who gave her crabs. So he played Captain Christopher Pike in Star Trek Strange New Worlds, the new Star Trek.
If I've watched that.
Like, as if. Can you just Google him? Because he is like.
I can't Google him. I'm not set up.
He's like a silver head.
Really? Okay. I'm
daddy.
I'm down. They should have brought him back. He should have been like the love interest for a possible Charlotte fling.
Like, it's ridiculous how hot he is. Let me show. I have to show you.
Okay, let me see.
Because, like, it's unfair.
He's very good looking.
Okay. Look at him now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He aged kind of like, what's his name? You know, Carrie's friend? Oh, and he's famous. You know who I'm talking about in season one.
Oh, the guy who's on Girls Five Ever?
Westworld. No, Westworld. That one. You know. And he was in like the Drew Barrymore where they're zombies.
Oh, he looks like that guy. Yeah, yeah.
He kind of looks like
Timothy
him.
Oliphant.
Yes.
Timothy Oliphant. Yes. I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yes. Super hot. Okay.
Okay. What happens? They're at a party.
So, Charlotte gets crabs, which
Charlotte
is hilarious.
Gets crabs, which is amazing. It's the perfect denouement for her storyline.
Yeah. And she's like.
Worst thing that could happen to her, too.
It's so gross.
It's the grossest thing I can think of.
Oh, she eats crabs.
Oh, and then Carrie goes to Migo's timeshare or whatever and just openly talks about her friend Charlotte having crabs. And like,
yeah,
that's something that I would have do to a friend. Like, that friendometer went down a bit there because it was like a true butt of a joke.
You're right. She does, because she says, first of all, she can't hang out with Bradley Migo because she just can't just leave her friends. And then...
Oh, then the second the friend is in peril.
Yeah. Charlotte gets crabs. And then she's like, I'm going to go stay at this creepy guy's house.
Yeah. I'm just going to go sleep at this man's place. Bizarre.
Yeah. It's a bit bizarre. And that's just, they try to make it. There's no chemistry.
But she does say, like, nothing's happening tonight. So
nothing happens. They don't have sex. So I think the MVP of this episode is the Miranda. Because I love Miranda that she has, like, zero fucks to give.
Like, they're on the beach. I agree. I was like,
and she's like, go I'm out. Miranda. Like, I'm going to go shopping. Out.
And then when someone puked out on her, like, every reaction was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
I have zero fucks to give. I don't care. I have
zero fucks to give.
I'm not sitting here on the beach anymore. I don't want to tan. I'm going to go to the grocery store. This is my time. I'm paying for this place. She's not worried about appeasing her friends or making them happy. She trusts that they like still love her and respect her. I just love it. I'm like, you have zero fucks.
I like that too. But you know what I was thinking? That part of this was Carrie saying like, these are all our youthful doppelgangers. Like, we met our youthful doppelgangers, and I was thinking, I wish we would have seen Miranda's youthful doppelganger.
Yeah.
Who would that have been? Oh, yeah. I would have loved to have seen it. Like, a little ragamuffin from the Bronx.
A little red-haired, little...
little red-haired like shit.
Hard rock troll.
Yeah.
I think she's the MVP. Kid.
She was an MVP. And then when she ran onto that beach when Carrie...
Yeah.
Carrie was so, like, you know, gut punched from seeing Big and Natasha that she ran out the beach. And then Miranda was there, like, within 3 seconds. Carrie!
Have you been watching Gilded Age? Her voice is so whack.
Oh, it's all whack, but I love. I love Gilded Age.
Have you been watching season 2 though?
Yes, I have been. I've been really enjoying it. I almost thought you and I could have done a Gilded Age spin-off.
I'm watching it too. And the looks are crazy.
The melodrama is crazy. What's his name? The Silver Mile.
Oscar?
Is a wild character.
Yeah. He's so weird looking. He's so like a little weird gnome.
Everything is weird about him, and his accent is just so too on the nose. It's so funny. Yeah.
He's probably British. He's actually probably British. Mm. So Carrie sees Big, and it is weird. And the whole time I'm like, how did you end up marrying this guy? Because he's a dick. Like, he dumped you to go to Paris, met Natasha. He's probably gone. He hasn't been gone. He's been gone for like 2 months.
It doesn't seem like long.
Well, because remember earlier she's like, well, what are we doing for the summer? Do we want to rent a place in the Hamptons? He's probably been gone for like 2 months.
I like that. Okay, that is good foreshadowing. Okay, here are a few things too. Nina. Okay, so
Maybe four. Four at the most. Maybe but not four very at the long. Most.
So there was something. They were thinking about the future storylines, which is very interesting because it didn't seem like there was a big through line in this show until now. And same with this. Samantha gets Nina to fax Richard something, and that's Richard.
Oh, really?
Did you hear that?
I clocked Richard, but I didn't think it was Richard the Hotel
it's
Richard.
It's Richard who's coming the Hotel up. Richard.
Oh, interesting.
So I thought that was really interesting. But yeah, no, he's a piece of shit in this.
He's a piece of shit. And yeah. For Carrie, I just wanted to shake her and be like, he's just not that into you.
I know. And then for
like
Natasha.
Like if he liked you, he wouldn't have done this.
But then also bitch, not like it's Natasha's fault, but bitch move for Natasha being like the royal... We and saying like, oh, he's told me so much
yeah.
about you.
Yeah, I know.
That's hurtful. That's really
it.
Shit.
I was like, how did you end up marrying this guy? Like that's I know. He fucked you around.
I know.
Cause like who does that? Like they had a relationship and then he left for Paris and was gone again for like 4 months at the most, maybe two, and he meets someone else.
And then gets engaged right away. And I think then that's gets the next episode. I think that's the next episode, is it not? The engagement it's, announcement?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's one of my favorite episodes, I have to say.
It's getting good.
It's such a good episode. It's getting good.
We're cooking with fire. We're cooking with fire, crabs. We're boiling some crabs.
Boiling some crabs. Crab shack. No. This was fun. It was really fun. It was really nice to get back and to really like, this is one other thing. I had a note. I just wanted to make sure I had said everything. Isn't it funny that there's so much puking in this episode?
There's a lot of puking.
And
yeah.
Have you ever physically been sick because of something, a trauma? I'm trying to think of like how crazy this was to Carrie. You know, like she actually puked.
Yeah, because she's so just like, no, I've never puked from like a social situation like that. No,
right.
Like fear or anxiety. No, I mean I've puked when I got I had a concussion.
different. Although gut punch. To the brain.
Exactly. Punch to the brain by a Volkswagen Rabbit on Memorial Drive in the merge lane.
Oh, that's so terrifying.
Yeah. Have you?
No, I haven't. No.
But it seemed appropriate.
It seemed appropriate because it seems like something that she would have done.
Yeah, because it was just overwhelming. Like because this whole time since she and Big break up, she's just been trying to cope, really. Because it was a heartbreak for her.
But I felt like this episode, the way she was acting was like that she kind of like forgot about it for a few days.
Exactly. And that's probably why she pukes.
And then it came back to her so fast. So
Candace Bushnell mm-hmm. was one of the writers on this episode. Oh, I wonder if that's why we liked it so much.
Yeah, it was tight.
It was tight. As tight as Anson Mount's jawline.
Is that Greg?
Yeah.
As tight as... I can think of some...
As tight as tight Charlotte as... will keep her crab-free vagina for the rest of this summer.
As tight as the guest list at the Hamptons Hoedown.
As tight as Nina's sparkly... the lid on Nina's sparkly silver... Club Monaco. Sheer glitter.
That's right. I worked at Club Monaco when the Monica Lewinsky lip came out. So Monica Lewinsky did a famous interview with Barbara Walters after everything happened. And she was, her makeup artist was the Club Monaco makeup designer.
No.
And it was all Club Monaco. And we had a list. We at Club Monaco downtown in Toronto on Bloor Street, we had a list of maybe like 400 names in a book where when we would get that color in, we would have to call those people and they would rush down because of the Monica Lewinsky lip.
Was it a brown lip?
It was brown.
Yeah, I can think of it in my head.
Do you know what I mean? Like a mm-hmm. frosty brown with a liner. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We used to buy like pots of powder and then mix it with lip gloss and wear it. Like a blue or like a, like what? Who are we?
Oh, it's it's of an era. No one will ever know. Because now when these tweens and Zs and whoever they are doing it, everything's
Z bags.
Everything's Natasha Denone and rare earth beauty and everything, yeah. Like everything's done up for them. We had to like go and get raw minerals and mix it with lip gloss to create the shades.
Put a rock in a blender.
I had to go get the original Clinique self-tanner formula that had no buffers or scent. It mm-hmm. was just mm-hmm. raw tanner that I'd put on my face. And I would just be, at night, you would just see my eyeballs and my teeth. And that's the way I liked it.
You'd emerge from under the covers. Oh, I'm sad that you didn't feel safe to go to bush parties. That is one good thing about 2023.
I know. It is. Oh, it is. We've come a long way. I hope
people feel safer. That more people feel safer.
Now we have beepers. We can page our mom and dad. No, I'm kidding. We had beepers.
No, I was like, okay. We chatted.
There's no more we can do.
No, that's it. There's nothing else we can do.
You know what? Until next week, the X and the City. Is that the season finale of season two?
Penultimate.
Oh, it's the penultimate.
I might not be 100%.
Do you know what penultimate means? I think this was the penultimate episode.
Does that mean the one before the final? Yeah. So X and the City is the final. This was the penultimate. Look, I used it appropriately.
Guys, don't add us. Can you imagine if someone added us on that?
Don't add us.
About that? No one's made it. No one has made it to the end. So I think we should just sign out and bid you adieu.
Have a great evening if that's where you are. Or a great day if it's
wherever
beginning.
Wherever you're at. Have a great one.
On the equator. Bye.
Bye.